Bubbles.
Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast. I'm
Bubbles,
Steve.
Bubbles. I'm James Passmore.
And this is the podcast that we talk about...
Water.
And other stuff, but mostly water.
Yeah, mainly water.
Premium water, good water.
Uh-huh.
What's on tap for the podcast today, James?
Well, we've got a few things. We've got quite a few... not quite a few. We have three waters here. To try, and then since it's a 30 episode milestone. We've done this for 30 weeks now.
Did you think we got any better at it as we've gone along?
Definitely. I'm actually not gonna say what we're doing for the 50 episode milestone. I might have mentioned it before, but I want to keep it as a surprise. 40 episode, I have an idea. But right now we're at the 30 episode, so let's focus on this, I guess.
And let's celebrate.
Yeah.
We should cheers to the 30th episode.
Uh-huh. What do you want to cheers with? Do you want to cheers with an oldie but a goodie?
Well, why don't we talk about the waters that we have here today? So, what do you have in front of you here, James?
So, if you listened to the last episode, you would know that we got a bunch of premium waters from a box, and... We said over the next, 6 episodes?
Shout out to Salacious Waters that sent us this water.
Was it 6 episodes we would do it? We got 6 waters?
Yep.
So, over the 6 next episodes, we would do 1 premium water. And today we have Filet Prime Water, or Filet, I don't know how to say it. It looks like it comes in a wine bottle. It's from Italy. It's naturally mineral water. With a low mineral content, huh? But it doesn't look very low to me. 247 bicarbonate, 82 calcium, 4 sulfate, 2.9 sodium, 1 magnesium, 0.2 nitrate. So, it's a carbonated water, but CO2 has been added to it.
It says that it's very sparkling. Filet Prime Water. So I'm on their website here, and I had to translate it with Google Translate from Italian to English.
Oh.
But let's see what it says. It says only filet?
Let's say filet.
Let's go with filet.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the world of filet, the mineral water that will make you savor a new pleasure, the difference between drinking and tasting. Filet will take you to the discovery of new sensation, which enhance the palate with pleasantness never experienced before. Due to the perfect balance of mineral salts bottled since 1894, Filet testifies to its exclusivity with the presence of the most prestigious national and international hotels, restaurants, and wine bars. And then at the source of pleasure. Why don't you read that part, James?
Filet, one of the purest mineral waters in the world, flows clear from the source of Guarcino, 900 meters above sea level, in the green and unspoiled setting of the Lazio Apennine Mountains. The absence of arsenic, the almost total absence of nitrates, the low sodium content, and the perfectly balanced fixed residue makes Filet a precious water for health and particularly suitable for daily use. Available in 3 different flavors, naturally natural, delicately sparkling, and definitely sparkling. It is ideal to accompany the best wines and to pair with the most delicious foods.
Interesting. Okay. Should we crack it open?
I was thinking maybe as an ode to 30 episodes, we can start with one of the other 3 waters we have here.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about the other 2 and then we'll open them.
Okay, so our second water is... a Perrier X Murakami water. If you don't know what Murakami is, it is an artist that makes very, very expensive art, mainly pillows. And
is it like anime or something?
No,
it's... But it's Japanese?
No, it's just an artist.
Okay.
Based on a Japanese event. It's kind of sad. It's a flower, right? And it has a twinkle in its eye while smiling.
Yeah.
And, that's supposed to represent the, like, very few moments before the Hiroshima attack.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. The Murakami pillows and stuff are made by one artist. That's why they're so expensive. And Perrier, teamed up with that artist. to make Perrier X Murakami Perrier cans. So it's just Perrier water.
In but, a little can, right? How big is that can?
It is 250 milliliters. It's okay. Tiny cans. But I want to start with Topo Chico.
Okay.
30th episode, right? Yep.
It all started with Topo Chico, didn't it?
I was just gonna say where it all started.
Yeah. And this is a special bottle too, isn't it? What kind of bottle is that?
It is the 1895 vintage label.
Nice. On the small glass bottle, right?
So, I'm gonna open it with, I think, the first bottle opener we've used on the podcast.
Could be.
The Barcelona one.
Jerusalem, right?
Oh yeah, Jerusalem. The 30 episodes.
All right.
All right.
Pour me some of that Topo Chico.
We just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to us. You know, we do this podcast for fun, you know, and we want to show people the magic world of waters. And this is one way that we do that.
So, James, congratulations. Cheers to 30 episodes.
Congratulations to you.
Oh, yeah. That is good stuff.
You can't get better than... Well, you can, but it's very hard to.
After a long bike ride,
mm-hmm.
Nothing more refreshing than a nice glass of sparkling water, huh?
Especially a Topo Chico.
Yeah, so we'll taste the Topo Chico. That'll give us a baseline for the difference, and we can compare it to the Perrier and to the Follette water here.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to open this
one. I am too. Water.
It really looks just like a wine.
It literally comes in a wine bottle.
It's in a wine bottle.
I highly doubt that they use a different type of glass bottle. Because it's a wine bottle. I've seen wine come in this exact bottle.
Oh, for sure it does. And it's got a wine label on it and even a wine top. So let's see if this mm-hmm. is a cork or a screw top.
I think it's a screw. I'm pretty sure I can see.
The foil... collar, just like wine. I'm gonna peel that back. Let's take this top off, and it is a screw top. So let's see here.
I have a question for you. How do you drink your Topo so fast? You drink it at like twice the speed of me. I can't down like so much of it at once because it hurts.
I'm thirsty and it's refreshing, but I'm really trying hard not to burp on mic because that would be rude.
Uh-huh. We have our little cat Tito here with us, and he's sleeping while we're making this podcast, and it's just very nice and calming to see. He's very, very calm. So cute.
Should we crack this open?
I want to crack it open ASMR style on the thing, but let me finish my Topo, like, one more sip.
Okay. Well, James is finishing his Topo. Should we do Topo Facts, or we wait a little while?
Let's wait
we'll
a little
tease
while.
It. Let's tease Topo Facts.
Yeah, so since it's the 30th episode, we wanted to revisit a segment that kind of died off. I don't know why we killed it off. It was sad. It's very sad.
Well, we're bringing it back today.
Yeah, and we're bringing it back with, at least on my part, I don't know... So we don't do these rehearsals, right? We don't do any rehearsals, any meetings or stuff like that.
Well, we do a little pre-show meeting.
Every once in a while. But, so, this is unscripted. We don't know how many things people bring to the table here, right? But I think I've brought quite a few. I think I have 6 Topo Facts.
You brought a lot to the table to the podcast, James. Lots of knowledge, lots of great stories and information. The feedback that I've been getting is that you're very articulate on the podcast. You do a great job, and you come up with lots of great topics. I think you're really enjoyable to listen to. That's what I've heard from all the listeners.
Thank you. All right, so you want to crack this open?
Let's do it. So this is probably the most premium water we've tried on the Bubbles podcast, right?
Yeah, let's get some ASMR in here. Oh, wow. Sorry, I just hit you guys and spun you around. It is not opening. There we go. I got it.
Okay.
All right, not much of a sound. Let's see if we can get some ASMR.
Here, I'll hold this here and you can pour.
Oh, wow, that sound coming out of the bottle is crazy.
There we go.
Gotta save a little of this for the producer to try, huh?
Yep.
We're trying to carry ourselves away. Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Cheers.
Cheers.
To number 30, Fillet water. Let's try it.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's unlike any other water we've ever tasted on the Bubbles podcast, isn't it?
Okay, so the bubbles disappear very quickly. They go down your throat with the water like Sokasani does.
Yeah.
But they disappear even quicker than Sokasani does, right? But the bubbles add flavor. You get that, right? It has a citrusy flavor in the bubbles.
Well, I'll tell you, James, this is one of the most flavorful waters I've ever tried.
It's great. It's
absolutely delicious.
I don't know why they say low mineral content.
And I want to say that the taste that I'm getting, like, it's a meal. And I almost get, like, a cola aftertaste out of it.
Me too.
I know it's just, like, pure water, but I get the citrus you were saying, but also kind of like a cola.
You get the citrus beginning, and then you get a cola aftertaste.
I would rather have this any day of the week than a Coke.
Oh, of course. Yeah, same here. The thing that throws me off is it says low mineral content, but you taste the minerals a lot.
What's the total dissolved solids up in here?
If you can find
there,
it,
there it is cool. Right there. It's in Italian.
Oh, well.
It says 279 TDS at 180 degrees Celsius, which is weird. Maybe that's centiliters?
Let me see.
And then it says pH at the source, 7.75. Free carbon dioxide at the source, 15 mg per liter. 15 milligrams per liter.
Is the carbonation it's got
bicarbonate. Added? Bicarbonate, it's got a lot. 247, calcium, 82, sulfide, 4, sodium, 2.9, I think 2.9 might be 29, it's very small print. Magnesium, 1, or 10, and nitrate, 0.2.
Is the carbonation added or not? Because it's very good
carbonation. It is, there is added carbonation here. It says natural spring water. Ingredients, natural spring water, store in a cool, dry place away from light. Yeah, because they have the three different brand or types.
Oh, yeah.
They have the still, they have the lightly sparkling, and then they have the very sparkling, which is quite common in Europe. You don't see it so much in North America,
but
in Europe, they, you know, when you just buy water in the grocery store or whatever, you always have the high gas one, the medium gas one, and the still one.
Yeah. Well, we've got to save some of this for later, because it's amazing. So, do you want to try the Perrier?
I sure do.
Alright. I feel like this is just going to be normal Perrier out of a can. But, I heard, I don't know if it's these or the bottles. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm 90% sure it's the bottles that these are reselling for, like, over $90.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. It must be, like, a rare bottle or something. Before we move on to the Perrier, don't we have to do a bottle cap rating on this Fillet water?
We do.
So, how about the Sting?
All right, here's your bottle cap rating, Sting.
Bottle cap ratings!
So, if you watched last episode, there was a very eventful last episode. We changed our bottle cap rating scale.
This is huge for the Bubbles podcast. We were always, from episodes 1 till 28, we were on a 1 to 5 bottle cap scale.
Now we
blew up the whole thing, and so we're going to start over. We need to change it, and we're on a 1 to 10 scale.
So, start with Topo Chico. Basic, 10.
A 10 from you?
Yeah.
Overall?
We used to call it Topo Cap ratings. Now it's
because it was the highest?
Yeah.
So it's a 10.
It's a 10. It's what started us off. It may be a little nostalgia, but it's an amazing water. It's a 10.
I can support that, James. I give it a 10 as well. 10 out of 10 bottle caps on the Topo Chico. Now, moving on to our brand new premium special water, the Fillet Prime Water out of Italy. What do you got, James, and why?
Really, really love this water. I honestly, Topo Chico focused more on refreshing and finding like the bubble. There's two types of carbonated waters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, waters in general, but so we had a little technical difficulties for a second, but that's all right. So carbonated waters, right? There's two different like types of carbonated water that they focus on, like the aspect they focus on. One is the taste, right? And that's what Follett is doing. Uh-huh. That's what Follett is attempting to do, and they're succeeding.
Yeah, it's some great water.
Topo Chico focuses on refreshment and texture.
Yeah, and I think also accessibility. Like, they want their water to be very widespread, available everywhere, relatively inexpensive.
And to be...
mass marketing, right?
Yeah, and to be a refreshing water, not a, not something to, like, necessarily pair with, like, wine and cheese as a meal, you know, but something to pair with a burger,
you know? There you go, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's not really fair to put them on the same scale, but we have to, right? So, Follett, absolutely, like, out of the park with what they're trying to do. You agree?
I love it. It's fantastic.
Should we do a 3-2-1 countdown to say our number?
No, because you do your bottle cap rating, and then I'm going to talk about it and do mine.
Okay. Jeez. I think I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10. That's pretty high marks for this water. I bet you the people over at Follett will be pretty happy with that review.
I really do love it. There's really not much to... I mean, I just don't want to, you know... I don't want to make it unfair. I don't want to make the scale unfair.
Yeah.
But I feel like if we give it 10 out of 10, I don't know. It feels like it's kind of ruining something, right? Okay. Because 10 out of 10 should be a coveted thing for waters. Not just a 10 out of 10 if the water is good. You know?
Well, you ready for mine?
I feel like it needs a really special rank.
Okay. Yeah. So you're at 9.5 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Well, I love this water. The flavor of the water is fantastic. It's definitely a premium water. It's so complex and delicious and refreshing. My only issue with this water is it's very bougie. It's high-end.
Yeah.
It's a little pretentious, you know? And if I was, like, celebrating an anniversary or birthday or something and we went to a fine dining restaurant, I would love to have this water with my meal, with a steak or a nice piece of fish, you know, in a great restaurant setting, although those are all closed right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
When they open up again. But I'm going to rate it down a little bit for that because I think it's probably a very high price point as well. I would expect in a fine dining restaurant, you would probably pay about $10 for the bottle.
That's what I'm saying about the coveted 10 mark. It has to be an amazing water that knocks it out of the park without being such a high end water that you can't access, like get it, you know, you can't access it.
Yeah. It's definitely not an everyday drinker. This is a special occasion type of water to enjoy. For a special meal or something like that. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 bottle caps. Final answer, sold.
Okay, so we have, what, that's an 8.5 out of 10?
Yep.
Or 8.5 out of 10 total. Wait, no, that would be a... You gave it 8?
I gave it 8. 8 out of 10, you gave it 9.5, so do your math.
That would be around... You want to give it 8.8 or 8.7?
Let's go 8.75.
8.75 for Follett water.
Very good, very good. Crack open our third one here.
Perrier.
Classic.
It's Perrier. That's really all you need to know. It's Perrier in a can with a depressing but awesome artist. I don't know. It's Perrier. Just Perrier in a can.
Since it's from France, I will say salut, James.
Salut. You know, coming back to it, it's really not as bad as I thought.
It's good. It's delicious water.
It's a very nicely carbonated water with a little acidity to it. It's really not that bad.
It's definitely low on the total dissolved solids and, you know,
yeah,
a little one note. But delicious,
yeah,
tasty.
It's if you're
refreshing.
If you're trying to decide in between San Pellegrino and Perrier, look, this works on a lot of people. Top Chef, right? San Pellegrino, sponsored by it every year.
Yeah.
Right? People think, oh, it's the top water, it's Top Chef, and they're sponsored, you know. Wow, it's amazing. If you're deciding in between Perrier and San Pellegrino, take it from us. Take the Perrier.
Go for Perrier over the San Pell.
I dislike San Pellegrino. I just do not like it.
What don't you like about it?
It doesn't have enough flavor for me, and the bubbles aren't necessarily enjoyable. They try hard to be like a mix in between Topo Chico and Perrier.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work out. It feels uneven.
Well, I see a new segment coming up on a future episode where we just go head-to-head, straight up, Perrier versus San Pellegrino. What do you think?
That would be like a one-time segment, though.
Yeah, one-time segment. Head-to-head matchup.
Why? Do you prefer San Pellegrino?
I'm not sure. I like Perrier. I like San Pellegrino as well, but I'd like to try them side by side.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good. So what else we have on the podcast today?
Well, we could dive into an oldie but a goodie.
Let's do it. Let's jump into it.
Right now?
Yep. Play it.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Here is your brought back to life Frankenstein...
Topo Facts!
Yeah, so Topo Facts.
Topo Facts. Back to life.
Oh my god, it's been so long.
It's been a while. So in light of that, I wanted to revisit a Topo Fact that we talked about, I think just briefly, in some previous episodes.
I think I have one or two that are repeats too.
Okay, okay. Well, the one I wanted to talk about is reverse osmosis water.
Yeah.
So, fact, reverse osmosis water, which is the most common water commercially sold, mm-hmm. is not that good for you. You know about this, James?
Yes, I know about this. We've talked about it. I think we talked about it with Millen, right?
I think we did as well.
He brought it up.
So, with reverse osmosis water, what happens is they take any old water. Generally, it's just from like a municipal water source. And they put it through all these different filters and push it through these filters to strip all of the minerals out of it. They're purifying the water, but they're also taking anything that was good for you out of the water as well. So they strip it down to just basic, you know, H2O, just the water. And then sometimes they add in things like electrolytes with the salt and stuff like that, but it's not that good for you. And when you get just like the cheapest reverse osmosis water, by drinking that water, it can actually strip minerals out of your system, which is the opposite thing you want to do. So you get that short-term hydration, certainly, and, you know, it'll quench your thirst, but it's not that good for you.
It's really not.
And when they're side-by-side on the shelf and it's about the same price, grab that spring water.
Yeah. So that's your topo fact, right?
Yeah, and science confirms.
Uh-huh. So I have 6 topo facts. I think maybe one or two are repeats, but they're all facts about Topo Chico.
Okay, let's hear them.
Topo facts. So, let's do a little rapid fire here or something, okay. I guess. They have been pulling from the same source for 120
years. 120 years. Where is that source, crazy. James?
Monterrey, Mexico.
Monterrey, Mexico, yeah.
And my second topo fact, it's a repeat for sure. Topo is available in 28 states.
Wow, okay. Hopefully that's growing.
Hopefully, because we want more than half of the United States of America to be able to enjoy this. You know, maybe even international at one point.
Well, yeah, I know our friend Millen over in London would like to get some.
Yeah.
We should ship him some.
Uh-huh. So, next one, I'm going to read you a little story here that I found. We talked about the Aztec god story a while back that comes with Topo Chico, but I'm gonna read you the story again of how it was, how it all started, apparently. Ready?
Go for it, James. Let's hear it.
Way back in 1440, Moctezuma won El Camina, was king of Tenochtitlan and the emperor of the Aztec people. I'm sorry, I butchered so much there, I know for sure. He had a daughter with a terrible disease, and when doctors couldn't find a cure, a priest suggested the healing waters of a mystical spring in northern Mexico. The spring poured forth from an inactive volcano shaped like a mole. The water saved the life of the young Aztec princess, and generations of Mexicans started flocking to Cerro del Topo Chico in Nuevo León for the supposed healing powers of the water, leading the steward of the springs to start selling, to start bottling and selling it.
Okay. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently with that bottling and selling, it has been for sale to the public, like in grocery stores and stuff like that, since 1895.
Wow.
So it is a very, very old water.
I wonder what a grocery store looked like back in 1895.
Jeez. Probably very small and only a few things in
there. Yeah, I'm sure the food supply was very different back then.
Yeah. So, here's another fact that we definitely didn't talk about before, which is crazy. So, there's a thing. You know how Coca-Cola bought Topo Chico?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, in 1926, the Topo Chico company was the first company to bottle Coca-Cola in Mexico.
Do you realize you're wearing a Coca-Cola shirt right now?
I do.
That's interesting.
That's crazy, right? In 1926, Topo was bottling for Coca-Cola.
That's amazing.
And now Coca-Cola is bottling for Topo Chico.
There you go. It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
Two great iconic brands come together into one.
Yeah, and then there's a very, very, this one's funny, okay, get ready. Of the second to last president of the United States, President Obama.
Yes.
So he had a personal DJ.
Really? He had a personal DJ?
And Topo Chico is the official drink of the official DJ of the President of the United States of America.
That is interesting, James. I've never heard that. Did we talk about that on the podcast before? I don't think so.
We never have. I found it on a website. It was like 13 facts you didn't know about Topo Chico.
Yeah.
And that was at the very bottom of the list. And I'm like, whoa. I don't remember his name. He had a very weird stage name. But, yeah.
DJ Topo.
DJ Topo in the house.
Or Lil Topo.
So, yeah, those are my Topo facts.
Cool. So we have one more segment to get to, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
It is the last minute. Welcome to your water holiday gift guide. Alright, so, this is your last-minute water holiday gift guide.
Yeah, if you're shopping for Christmas, you're down to the wire here.
Yeah, what are you doing if you're still shopping for Christmas?
We're wrapping now. I remember back in the day, I used to go to the mall on Christmas Eve and buy all my Christmas presents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rush, huh?
Rush. Jeez. Under pressure, I did my best work shopping.
Yeah. Do you want to do yours or mine?
I think we're going to have to go to yours, James,
because my
holiday shopping is done, and I have tapped out my holiday gift guide for the year.
All right. So, I have my holiday gift guide, and it is ending it off pretty strong, I would say. It's a nice gift to get. How would you feel if you woke up on Christmas Day, you got out of bed, and you saw right smack dab in the middle of your tree a big Christmas ornament of your favorite water?
That would be pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So my holiday gift guide is to go onto Etsy and search up Topo Chico or whatever their favorite whatever their favorite bottled water is ornament.
Uh-huh.
And try and see if they can if they have any ornaments of their favorite water.
Could be Fiji water, Topo Chico, Perrier.
Yeah.
Any of them.
And,
Evian.
Yeah. And they, I feel like that would be a good Christmas gift, huh? Because then that gift keeps on giving. Every Christmas, you can put it back up on your tree, and you'll have it there forever.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Good. So that, what wraps up our holiday gift guide for the year, James?
Uh-huh. And, Tito got up and, stretched and then switched positions and started sleeping again. So I think that's our alarm to wrap up the podcast.
So what's on for the rest of the day for you, James?
Well, we're cooking a nice, what are we cooking?
Prime rib roast.
A nice prime rib roast in our Traeger. And, I think it's going to be very good, so I'm excited for that for dinner. I'm probably going to play some video games. I might hang out with my friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So I'm going to watch a little bit more football.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, finish up that cooking that rib roast.
Yep.
And then we'll just have a quiet Sunday afternoon. I think I might go play some tennis, too.
Yeah. We went on a bike ride before. I think you mentioned it. And
how far did we go?
6.5 miles.
That's a pretty good bike ride.
Yeah, it was an all right
decent
bike ride. Uh-huh. So jinx. If you wanna reach out to us, you can always shoot us an email at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Check us out on Instagram at thebubblespodcast.
Yep. If you're listening on Anchor, you can shoot us a voice message. I don't know if I did a voice message thing the last one. If you're listening on Anchor, shoot us a voice message, please. We can feature you on the podcast, or you can reach out to us on any of the other tags we just said. So you can maybe be featured on the podcast live,
yes,
too.
And if you enjoy the show, please, it really does help us if you give us a 5-star review.
Yep. Well, really anything that you would like, but we would prefer a 5-star. Do it for the children.
Yes. And until next time.
I'm Steve. I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this has been
Bubbles.
Opposite day.